Today is Thursday, November 24th. Thank you for turning to World Radio to help start your day. Good morning. I'm Myrna Brown.
And I'm Paul Butler. Coming next in The World and Everything in It, giving thanks. Maybe your family's like mine, with that old tradition around the Thanksgiving table where everyone says what they're grateful for from the year. So today we thought we'd pass the mic around our world family table. And Myrna, let's start with you. What are you thankful for this year?
Well, how much time do you have? Okay, I'll make it quick. I'm thankful for my prayer journals. Nothing fancy, just pen to paper. But in these prayer journals, I get to record what God is doing in my life, my family, my church, here at World. And then I get to rewind and reread what I prayed about over the year. And remember, as the psalmist says, how God has multiplied his wondrous thoughts and his deeds towards me. And sometimes I get to share these experiences with others. So here's an example, Paul. On Saturday, April 9th of this year, I text a friend and world colleague, and here's what I text. On April 8th, 2021, I wrote in my prayer journal a prayer for you and another colleague of ours. I prayed for y'all God's wisdom and guidance. 1 year to the date later, look at God and the leaders he has brought together. To God be the glory for all he has done. And of course, my friend was encouraged. And I get to rejoice over God's steadfast love, his goodness, his grace and mercy, and his countless promises, whatever the circumstances.
That's great. Myrna, that reminds me of what we're hoping to do during the last week of December on this program. In years past, we had people pray for the new year or offer a scripture passage for encouragement. But this year, we wanted to do something just a little different. It was inspired by Whitney Williams' recent commentaries on prayer. We want to hear from listeners how God has answered prayers this year. So be like Myrna, dig through those prayer journals, and testify to God's work in your life. Record those and email them to us at editor@world.org.
I look forward to hearing those testimonies, too. Mm-hmm. All right, Paul, what are you thankful for this year?
Well, last year, each of my three kids got married, and during that time, my wife frequently told that old joke, "Do you know what every mother-in-law wants to be called? Grandma." Well,
yeah.
In her case, it's Gran, and I'm not sure I feel quite old enough for my title yet of Gramps, but I'm getting used to it, as this year we became grandparents. Mm. Proverbs 17:6 says, "Children's children are the crown of old men." And I'm looking forward to collecting those crowns. I'm grateful for the granddaughter that I can hold and the ones that I won't meet on this side of glory. So that's what I'm grateful for today. For this past year. Here are a few more reflections from our radio team, starting with daily host Mary Reichert.
Well, this is Mary Reichert, and you ask, what am I thankful for? Oh, I've got so many blessings, too many to count, but here are two. I'm thankful for fire and rain. Now, let me explain. I turned 60 this year. Last year, which according to executive editor Lynn Vincent, was when I was still a middle-aged 59-year-old, I hired a personal trainer. Big mistake. I'll make the long story short. Too much weight lifted too soon left me with four bulging discs. I'm not thankful for the injuries, obviously, but one happy consequence is that I have discovered the pain goes away while I'm in a hot bath in a room lit by candlelight. Ah, that's the fire and rain. See, candles and bath water. And it all comes from God, our Creator. John 1:3 says, "All things were made through him, and without him was not anything made that was made." So thanks be to God for fire and rain.
I'm Kim Henderson, and this Thanksgiving, when our family gathers, we'll be welcoming a new face at the table. She actually won't be at the table, I guess, but she'll be snuggled somewhere nearby. Baby Bethany, our newest granddarling. She arrived 9 weeks early back in July, and she's taught us all about life with preemies, the NICU, the anticipated weight gains, all the setbacks, and the fragility of life. She's big enough now to fit into our eager arms and into our grateful extended family, And we thank our great God for that this Thanksgiving.
Hi, I'm commentator Whitney Williams. Happy Thanksgiving. A few months back, a powerful storm swept through our neighborhood on trash day.
Heavy rain and then just like downpour rain.
Some say it was a straight line wind. Others suspected a tornado that didn't quite touch down. Huge ancient shade trees downed across driveways, gates ripped from their fencing, a horse loose. There's croissants in the yard, one of my sons exclaimed. I didn't even know he knew that word. Crusty work-from-home neighbors, myself included, congregated in the midst of the mess, most of us meeting one another for the first time, though we've lived on the same street for years. One neighbor gave my sons popsicles for helping him clean up his yard. Another gave them a 20. Within a few hours, bearded, burly men armed with chainsaws came to the aid of widows and the elderly in their distress. My husband was one of these, pulled across town to a neighborhood much different than our own to help a person who lived and looked much differently than we. But that day, whichever side of the tracks you were on, physically, politically, racially, religionally, is that a word? It didn't matter. God used the storm to bring us together, to unite us as humans, as Texans, as Americans, as his children, created in his image for his good purposes. That day and today, I'm thankful for a God who, in the midst of the storm, dawns on those who fear him like the morning light, like the sun shining forth on a cloudless morning. Thankful for a God who never lets a good storm go to waste.
Hey, I'm Anna Johansson Brown. People talk about how hard it is being a parent. A lot of women seem to resent all the things that kids take away from them, all the things that they have to give up. And yeah, when I first found out that I was pregnant 2 months after getting married, I grieved the loss of my newlywed life. Then I held Beckett and heard his happy baby pterodactyl squawk thing that he does. Yeah, I have less time, less ability to focus. I can't leave the house without advanced planning and coordination. I can't do most in-person interviews anymore. But I also have so much more. Life is richer, fuller, more vibrant, has more dimensions, more colors, more elements on the periodic table. People talk about the joy of motherhood, but that doesn't really begin to cover it. Why does nobody talk about the fundamental soul change that happens? This deep well of joy and a kind of satisfaction I never knew existed until now. Maybe I just didn't believe them when they did. God gave us Beckett, and when he did, he added a new facet to the core of my being. As a mom, I am more of myself, not less. And because he is a gracious God, I also have more of his strength to face the many days when my own fails. So, I am grateful to the God of abundance, who is himself our Father.
I'm Jenny Ruff. Earlier this month, my husband and I arrived at Zion National Park. The golden leaves of the cottonwood trees looked spectacular against the red rock landscape. And as the sunlight moved across the cliffs, the rock color changed from red to pink to salmon to yellow to white. Bonus, Zion has a variety of hiking terrain, narrow canyons, natural tunnels, and even a trail along a ledge with a steep 1,500-foot drop-off on each side. I skipped that one. This season, I'm thankful for God's creation. Holidays can be crazy busy. Stepping outdoors for a hike gives us time to pray, to thank him, and to enjoy what he's made, like the rivers, rocks, and trees. My husband and I have an annual tradition: go for a hike the day after Thanksgiving. I hope you'll adopt that tradition too. I think you'll be thankful you did. On that note, I wish you a happy Thanksgiving and a happy Hikesgiving.
From all of us at World, happy Thanksgiving.